Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with two very special guests from the Shorthorn All-Star team who made it to the Southwest Regional and did exceptionally well. Nate Hernandez, or otherwise known as Nasty Nate. How you doing?
Good.
And Tristan Thomas, TNT. What's up?
Nothing.
Okay. So I want to start you guys off with just talking about your experience in Waco. I got to talk with a couple of your teammates a couple weeks back, and it was before you guys went to the Southwest Regionals. Now you guys have had the experience. You had TV exposure. You guys, life-changing moments. So I wanted to know kind of what your first impression was of Waco, Texas when you first got there.
Well, I got in and then I saw Baylor. I thought it was really cool. It was like really big, like city-like. I thought it was cool.
So you got to see the campus or you just drove by it?
We drove by it when we were going in the fields.
Okay. Very cool. What about you?
Yeah, and whenever we got to the fields, they were really like kept up and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. So were these the nicest fields you guys have been able to play on?
Yes, probably. By far.
Yeah. And I've heard that the ones here in Carlsbad are really nice, but these ones are all real, real nicely kept. And I've heard that they, and I don't know, you guys can tell me, do they drag the fields after every game? Do they water and cut and everything like that?
They do it.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
All the time.
After we do our in and out before the games, they drag the fields.
The only thing I think Carlsbad has better is the grass.
Really?
Yeah, because like when they hit the ball, like, the ball would just, like, bounce around in different directions.
Yeah, because whenever they mow the grass, they have, like, MLB fields.
So different patterns?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the ball would hit those patterns and it just move around.
Yeah, it was, like, light, dark, light, dark.
And so with that, I mean, the field was really nice, and you were able to – did you guys kind of tour it right when you got there? You guys had practice and got to feel it and stuff like that?
We went to ESPN Village.
Oh, is there one there?
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's where we did the – like our names and stuff, like who our favorite baseball player was.
So you guys initially, when you get there, you see the field, you see where you're going to eat, you see everything, you kind of get a tour, and then you meet a lot of the staff members that work around that area. What were they like?
They were kind of bossy.
Oh, really?
they didn't tell us anything wrong.
Okay.
We had to do everything right or else we got in trouble.
Mm. Yeah. The one that was probably the nicest was the one who gave us water.
Okay.
The ones that came and checked the helmets.
He wasn't nice at all.
Yeah, they confiscated our helmets.
He confiscated four helmets because on the top of our helmets, it doesn't fit some kids. So they tear out the padding on the top and they said that wasn't standards.
Wow.
So they had to confiscate them until the end of the tournament.
Did they give you guys helmets or you had to just share less helmets?
We had to share less helmets.
Wow. Interesting. So you guys didn't have a great experience with the staff necessarily.
No, not at all.
But you guys got hooked up with food in the cafeteria. You got to meet other teams. What was the cafeteria like?
Well, we didn't really have a cafeteria. We went out and ate lunch at Chick-fil-A, Raising Cane's.
The only time we ate at the hotel was breakfast.
Okay.
One
time.
And that was
so they
only
didn't,
one
they
time.
Didn't have a facility on campus to where you could eat and stuff like that. They didn't prepare food for you?
No, only breakfasts.
Okay, but they did they provided you with food and stuff like that at the restaurants.
Yeah, they gave us like little cards for like free lunches and stuff.
Okay, so things have changed. Tell me about the other teams. Were you guys able to make friends with Mississippi or Louisiana or any of the teams that you guys
were
able
to play?
We mostly
made friends with Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana was a big one. They were really cool.
Okay. Why was that? What was it about them that drew you to them?
Well, they were friendly, they were funny, they were really cool.
Yeah, like, we were just, like, gonna get Chick-fil-A, and then one of their catcher just introduced himself.
Wow. So they just kind of came up, and they were talkative with you and stuff, that's why you guys liked them?
Yeah, we met Grant, Landon, I don't know who else.
Okay, so you're remembering some names, that's pretty cool. You guys follow each other on social media or anything like that?
Yeah, the Grant Matthew kid add me on Snapchat.
Oh, cool. Very cool. So you guys had a good time with Louisiana. What were the other teams like? Was everybody pretty friendly or was it different for everything?
There was only one team that was like, we really didn't like. The rest of them we didn't even know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the one we knocked out, East Brownsville.
Uh-huh.
They weren't cool at all.
Really? They were upset?
Yeah.
Or was it before?
They were kind of cocky.
They were jerks too.
Wow. Okay, so you guys showed up to school, what, a day late?
Two days late.
He did. I showed up a day late.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you're a good student then. Tristan, not so much?
No.
I'm just kidding. Tell me about how you guys got your nicknames.
Well, like when it was back when like I played travel ball, like when I was 9, and my friend's dad, you know, D?
Delmonico.
Yeah, Delmonico.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do.
Yeah, his dad always used to, when I'd go up to bat, he'd always say it's nasty time.
Okay. And so then you just put them together and you took out the ATE and you put an 8 there.
Yeah, that's what my dad did. Like when he'd label stuff on my hats, he'd put N8.
Okay. And so it just stuck from there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And what about you?
My teammates from my travel ball team, whenever I was like 6 and 7, 8 years old, they asked me, what's your initials? And I said TNT. They're like, oh, let's go TNT. Whenever I was up to bat and whenever I did something good.
So it's like a dual meaning.
Yeah.
You're explosive at the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah. Any gifts or any free giveaways that they had there at the tournament?
Mostly Trent paid pin trading.
Okay. Did you guys trade pins with every team that was there, or did you guys?
Mostly.
Really?
Yeah, except for Mississippi and Oklahoma.
Oh, why is that? They didn't have any? Yeah,
they didn't come down like to the pin trade.
Yeah, oh, there was an actual event for it.
Yeah.
Very cool. I wanted to know about the intro videos. You guys had a chance to stand in front of a camera, have a microphone on you, and say your name and something that you liked. I think it was your favorite player.
Yeah.
What was it like getting videoed for that? Were you nervous? Was it something you've never done before?
I was very nervous, and I sounded very serious on the TV.
You did, definitely. What about you?
I was kind of nervous. It's just like right before we do it, he'd make like a whole lot of adjustments and stuff. I think I took like 3 takes.
Oh, really?
I got my first take.
Nice. Very cool. I got to know, Nate, this is directed at you because you had a special featured video that would play, I think, every single game that you guys played, and it was of you rapping. You came up with a rap. You wrote it yourself, right?
Yeah, my friend Enzel helped me.
So how did you get into this position? How did they know, okay, Nate's going to rap. Nate needs to rap.
Because when we were filling out these forms at my coach's house, they asked for a hobby, and I said rap.
Mm.
So they probably knew about that.
Okay, and how long did it take you to write the rap that you put up?
Like 10 minutes.
And was it just you and Denzel in the studio by yourselves with the cameraman, or did the whole team watch?
I think Frankie was in there. Were you in there, Tristan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we were just writing it.
Nice, so you're not ready to rap right now for us.
Well, I don't have anything to rap.
Did you memorize the rap that you did?
Yeah.
Because it's been all over. I mean, you guys got exposure on Little League World Series page and all of that stuff, but even further than that, Barstool Sports, you said Kent Murphy.
Yeah, he posted my batting stance.
Oh, really? Okay, so batting stance. Okay, so you guys, as a team, were probably, in my opinion, the most loved team at the Southwest Regional because of your personalities, because of your performances and sportsmanship. Both of you were outstanding at the plate. Nate, you had a lot of clutch. You had a couple of clutch home runs and RBIs. And Tristan, you had one of the most consistent performances that's ever been seen in Waco, Texas. So tell me about both of your approaches at the plate. Nate, I'll start with you.
Well, when I step in the box, I take a deep breath. I do the sign of the cross. And when I get in there, I just think, be ready for anything.
Okay.
And when my pitch comes, I'm just really aggressive.
I've got to know about the stance. When did you develop the stance?
Well, I really didn't have my hands that high. I just, when I started doing that stance, it was like on a tournament with a different travel team. I hit 3 home runs with my hands high. And like,
wow.
You know how I turned my bat over my head?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that like helped me create a lot of bat speed and whip. And then I try to do that again because I changed it for some reason. I tried to do that again, and then my hands ended up being way higher.
Wow. Okay. So then you just stuck with it. It worked.
Yeah.
Tristan, what about you? What was your approach? What was your routine to getting up to the plate?
My approach was to get on base, worry about batting average, on base percentage, and just start a rally for the team if Aiden didn't lead it off for us.
Awesome, awesome. And you guys are both left-handed hitters.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And you throw right-handed, Nate, yeah. And you throw left-handed.
Correct.
Okay. So, golly, it was really fun to watch. You tied a record for most hits at the Southwest Regional with 15?
15.
15 hits. So, really outstanding there. All right, guys. So, what would you guys say prepared you the most for Waco and the Southwest Regional?
I think coaching was a lot of it, and practicing every day was really helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, and then getting mentally prepared for the tournament.
You guys play more than just Shorthorn and Little League and stuff together. You guys were on a travel team together as well, was that correct?
Yeah, we were on a travel team for about 4 or 5 years together.
Okay, so you guys know each other in and out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that helped you definitely mesh together. You guys hang out outside of school, you hang out outside of baseball a little bit, and that helps on the field as well. Did you expect your team's popularity to blow up at the regional like it did?
I didn't really expect it because our team hasn't really gone to the regional before. So yeah. I thought we'd just...
I didn't really think we were going to blow up either.
Have you guys been able to keep any videos of yourselves, like playing or your rap video or anything like that?
Yeah. On YouTube, there's like Southwest Regional Highlights.
Okay. So you guys have that at least.
Yeah. And my family takes a lot of videos of me on TV and... They sent them all to me after the games.
That's awesome. What was the crowd like? I've got to know. I saw it on TV. You guys beat Texas West, and the crowd was going insane. What was the constant atmosphere from the crowd and the cheers and everything that entailed?
I love the crowd.
They fire for you?
Yeah, they were like, I mean, they still cheered on us in sectionals and state, but I loved how they cheered on us in Waco.
Was it just a little bit louder than usual?
Yeah, it was way louder.
A lot louder than normally.
I actually had somebody message us on the Facebook page and ask where the field is in Waco and stuff that they had played in Shorthorn and that they wanted to know what the address was so they can go and watch you. So you guys actually had fans from Texas and all of that used to play at Shorthorn go and watch you. That might have actually helped them amplify it a little bit. Would you guys say that those were the most fans you guys have ever played for? At the Southwest Regional?
Probably.
I got to know, what was your favorite part of your baseball field summer?
Probably just hanging out with my teammates.
Hitting a home run in district.
Ooh, okay. Was it clutch? What was the situation?
We were beating the team 18-2. And then
nice.
I just hit a solo home run, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Who were we playing again?
The gold team.
Oh,
do you guys have a favorite moment in the Southwest Regional that you remember as, like, the most exciting moment that you guys experienced?
When I hit my second home run.
Yeah, that was really clutch. And then whenever I broke the record.
Really? So you knew that you were approaching the record?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they'd say it on TV, and we'd watch it after every game.
Oh, so after games, you guys would all meet up at a restaurant or something like that, or hotel?
Yeah, me and him would watch it in our hotel room.
Yeah, and they say, like, Tristan Thomas, the best hitter in the regional.
Really?
Approaching the record.
Wow. So you guys got to hear what the announcers were saying about you and stuff. All good things, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys were telling me that one of the things that a lot of people don't see and don't notice is that there's microphones built into the dugout and constantly all around you. What was that like? Was it kind of weird? Did you have to watch what you were saying?
Well, yeah, because usually we wouldn't say, like, the usual stuff we would say.
Yeah, our team's kind of rowdy in occasions.
We're all ghetto.
You're all ghetto. what was which game out of the whole summer would you say was your very favorite?
The Louisiana game.
Yeah, we all played good that game. We all stayed up.
That's awesome. I've got to know a little bit about what you guys are expecting for your future. Obviously, you guys did really well in Little League, and you're looking to play more and more baseball. Both of you guys are you guys both going to be lifetime baseball players?
Yeah.
I want to be.
Heck yeah. Okay, so I got to know what your goals are for the future.
My goal is to go play baseball at a college somewhere in the Southwest region, and then I want to go pro.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd probably want to play it for Vanderbilt or any good colleges, and then hopefully make it to the pros.
Absolutely, guys. High aspirations. I love to hear it. I wanted to know, before we go, if you guys have any shout outs that you'd like to give to any family, friends, or anybody that helped you along the way.
I'd like to give a shout out to my coach out in Hobbs. He helped me a lot with my hitting.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to all of my family down here supporting me down up there in Waco.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys both so much for being on the show. I appreciate you guys coming and sharing what you guys were able to do in Waco and the experiences that you guys were able to have up there. Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.